deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay.
Sweet little 16. She just got to have. Oh, boy. Chuck Berry, if you love rock and roll, I don't care whether it's 50s rock and roll, 60s rock and roll, 70s rock and roll, 80s rock and roll, 90s rock and roll, aughts rock and roll, and now teens rock and roll, you owe a debt to Chuck Berry, who passed away yesterday at the age of 90. And on the phone today, I'm happy to have Tribune, noted Tribune critic, and someone whose work I've followed for the last at least 20, it's got to be almost 25 years, Greg Cott. How you doing, Greg?
How are you doing?
How long have you been writing for the Trib now?
I've been the music critic at the Tribune since 1990, so
wow.
It goes back to the previous century, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been reading you almost from day one, and I've always enjoyed your insights and your musical criticisms. And so I wanted to get you on the phone today. I certainly have my views on Chuck Berry, but I want to get it from somebody who makes a living at it. This is a real, real loss, and I don't think you can even overstate the importance of Chuck Berry to rock and roll music.
Yeah, there's no way. You know, they say if they ever write a book about rock and roll or a chapter about rock and roll 200 years from now, you know, Chuck Berry is going to have to be one of the names in that book, and it'll be, you know, maybe a short list of names, you know, top three. I would say that he is the architect of rock and roll. I mean, a lot of people would say, you know, Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, and Elvis was an iconic cultural figure without a doubt. But I think in terms of developing the language of rock and roll and the format, in other words, a guitar-led small combo with writing original songs, that describes just about every band of the last 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically the foundation, right?
Yeah, he built the foundation, without a doubt. And I think the original songwriting was the key. Elvis didn't write songs. He was an interpreter. Chuck Berry wrote the songs that are really the foundational element of rock and roll going forward. Every song has sort of taken that poetry, and I really describe it as poetry, that Chuck Berry wrote, his descriptive phrases, his images, but also the messages that were in there, recognizing that, you know, this was not a fad, that this was a music about freedom. And especially coming from an African-American man, that had multiple meanings for multiple people, you know, people who felt like outsiders, misfits, that they weren't being taken seriously. And that could be a white teenager in the suburbs or an African-American kid in the city. And it spoke to all of them. And then secondly, the guitar playing. Every guitar player who's ever picked up that instrument to play rock and roll since Chuck Berry has borrowed from him, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, aren't the first chords that anybody, mostly if you're going to play rock and roll guitar, I would think that some of the first chords you ever learn are from a Chuck Berry song. They're just at the heart of it.
Yeah, it's pretty elemental stuff, and at the same time, very sophisticated, because he, you know, when you listen to those early Chess records that he recorded here in Chicago, it can sound like two or three guitars are playing at once. And that's, you know, that overdriven guitar sound that he had, that two-string technique that he developed. He was a very gifted instrumentalist. He learned from some of the masters. T-Bone Walker and people like Louis Jordan were huge influences on him. And he was combining R&B and country in a way that no one had done before, and creating original songs out of it that have more than stood the test of time.
Yeah, and I think that you also have to play in, as you said, Elvis certainly was an interpreter, and he brought the rock and roll and the blues-influenced music of so many of the African-American artists of the day who could not get and break into white mainstream, you know, the performing world or radio or television. But I'll tell you, Chuck Berry was a good-looking guy. He had that sly look on his face. And, of course, the famous duck walk that he did when he played the guitar. He was so charismatic that they could not keep Chuck Berry off television.
Yes, he was. He knew how to deliver a show. Before America, on a wider scale, caught up with Chuck Berry, he had already been playing in clubs for years. So he knew how to deliver a show. He knew how to put a song across. He was a natural showman, Live audiences loved him in the clubs in St. Louis where he started out. And that translated very well to a national level. He just was a natural, showman. But, behind that had real substance. And I think that's the reason he lasted. If he was just a showman, he would have been consigned to sort of like a 50s
right.
Relic. But he was way, way beyond that. He was a true artist and a true visionary.
And I read recently a story about him. I heard that he was actually putting an album together at age 90.
Yeah, he was talking about this being his final album last year. He announced that he would be putting out one more record, that he had written a bunch of original songs that he'd been putting together. No one knew that he was doing this, by the way, except his close friends and family. And announced late last year that he was going to be putting out a record this year. So there will be a final self-titled record coming out sometime this year, and you can imagine the amount of attention that'll get given yesterday's news.
And to your point exactly about him not just being a 50s relic or, a kind of a one-hit wonder or whatever, but certainly, someone whose impact, must be, as I said before, recognized and appreciated. He was a first time in the first class, as you were saying before about going with Elvis Presley. He was in the first class of those inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, I mean, listen to the early Beatles albums.
Yeah.
There's Chuck Berry covers all over the place. Rock and roll music, Roll Over Beethoven.
Yeah, they loved him. John Lennon said if they called rock and roll by any other name, it would be called Chuck Berry. That's how much the Beatles loved him. I mean, the Stones bonded over a Chuck Berry record. They had, people talk about their blues influence. Both Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were huge Chuck Berry fans. Keith basically said, I stole everything the guy ever showed me on a record.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? That's perfect timing here. Take a quick listen to this, Greg.
It's very difficult for me to talk about Chuck Berry because I lifted every lick he ever played. So I think really I want to keep it real short, and say, okay, Chuck, where the hell are you? And let's have the statue, and I'd love to give it to you. This is a gentleman that started it all, as far as I'm concerned.
That was Keith Richards inducting Chuck Berry into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so, like you said, so many of the idols and the icons that that so many of us look up to in music owe everything they have to Chuck Berry.
Absolutely. It was that first generation of rock and rollers in the 60s, the British Invasion bands as well as the Beach Boys, they were huge fans as well. In fact, they had to share some of the royalties off one of their songs because they basically copied Chuck Berry's riffs, which we were very free to acknowledge.
Didn't John Lennon, I think Chuck Berry sued John Lennon from his rock and roll album. There was a song called You Can't Catch Me or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if Chuck Berry was engaged in some litigation over there. He was a very he was a common face in court proceedings over the last few decades. But Chuck has a right to be a little bit miffed because I really don't think that he gets quite enough credit for his role in rock and roll history. Obviously, the Beatles and the Stones and the Beach Boys and groups like that did. Pay tribute to the man, but they were the ones walking away with the big paychecks.
Oh yeah, no, you're exactly. I mean, that's one reason why I wanted to have you on and want to talk about this a little later and throughout the show because his impact. I mean, his death, he's gone, obviously, but really, this guy does deserve so many African American, rock and rollers in the early days. Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and obviously Chuck Berry. They wrote so many of these songs, but they were not able to really get the paydays that some of the white artists later on, like even Pat Boone, were able to get by doing their songs and bringing them to a white radio and television audience.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's clearly a racial divide in when it comes to appreciation for this kind of music. I think everybody knows where we got it from. Without African Americans, there would be no blues, there would be no rhythm and blues, there would be no soul, there would be no gospel, there would be no rock and roll. But when you think about the icons in those various genres, especially rock and roll, it's the white performers that get the lion's share of attention and often the compensation. But I think Chuck Berry belongs at the very, very top of that list of great innovators and great artists who had an incalculable influence on subsequent generations.
Well, well said. That's Greg Kot from the Chicago Tribune. And give your radio show a plug, too, while you're on.
Yes, I do a syndicated radio show called Sound Opinions on Public Radio, and my partner and I, Jim DeRogatis, we've been going back and forth, arguing, and we're going to do a big show on Chuck, actually, next week, obviously, because this is such a huge thing for both of us.
And one of your producers was one of my interns here at WGN a few years ago.
Which producer was that? I'm thinking.
I feel so terrible. I forgot her name now. She's got blonde hair.
Alex Claiborne?
Yes, Alex. Yes, she was our intern.
Yeah, Alex is terrific.
Yeah, yeah. She worked here about 3 or 4 years ago with us on the afternoon show.
I did not know that about Alex's background. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
she's terrific.
Yeah, please say hi to her. And thank you for taking time on a Sunday to talk about Chuck Berry. He will be missed, and I appreciate your comments.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. You having me on.
Okay, take care. That was Greg Kot, the music critic for the Chicago Tribune.